Kolonas adom and Baache came to Zoka Zen and Schreib Zebe Khalifa. Rashi, Kolonas adom and Baache, Shadarko di Sita Bidom and Kishakoid and Chok Chepitzachot. Something which is used as currency, which is used as money, that you give when you want to buy something. Baache Sagadaitach, the Medbe Osel Ashmin, the Havin of the Gemara is that Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's teaching me about a Matbeah, about a coin. Just like it says by Khalifin Shlaf Ishnaloi, that's what it went out from in by Rus. So just like Khalifin works, I give you the Naal, and the moment, right, the Makna gives what well, we'll see in Tosis in a minute is Machlekas, but the way we paskin, the Makna gives the koina a naal, right? No, I'm sorry, the other way around.
No,
the koine gives the makna a naal. It's machlokes, but that's what we hold. The one who's getting the sada, I'm getting the sada from you. So I give him my naal, you take my naal, and the minute you take my naal, I get your sada, right? So the hamina is that's kin khalif, and the hamina is that you can use money to create a kin khalif. Maskani is not that way, so we'll see. Yeah. So kevin jazocha zen eschayv zeb chalifa. What does that mean? Rashi kevin jazocha boy ha makne. Once the makne is zoicha in the thing that they're using for the chalipin, umbashuk zuz echad min a koine b'toyis kin chalipin. He took a zuz from the koine. That's like the naal that he took from the koine as kin chalipin. Eschayv a koine b'oynze chalipin b'chom bokum shehin. In Meso, in Nevdu Alov, all of the Shadim and Mois, Shapoisek Losses Loi, Lefi Losses Loi. At the moment that the Magna takes the Matveya, or takes the Naal, the Koine now owns the thing. Which means if any Oinsim happened to it from here on in, even though the Koine didn't take hold of it yet, it wasn't Moishechid yet. The Behemoth is still sitting on the Sada. But if the Behemoth should die, if Oinsim happens to the Behemoth, that's the coin's problem. The coin is whatever they made up to pay. He made up to pay him $100. He still got to pay him $100. The kinyan was made already. That's how chalipin works. Because when the moicher takes the sudr, or his azuz, when he takes the hanky, or the zuz in this case, there's chalipin. Nikna mekach lokech b'chom akoyim shu, wherever it is, he doesn't need to do mashiach on it. It automatically belongs to the coin. The merin, it belongs to him. If something happens to it, too bad. You still have to pay whatever was stipulated in the sale. So at this point, we think that means I can take a matveya and use a matveya for a kinyan chalipin. That's what a kinyan chalipin is. Then the mission continues. Keitzad hichlev shor b'paro acham boy b'shar kevich azoch azden es chayv zeb chalifov. Rashi hichlev shor b'paro kevich shemoshek b'ar paro es ashar. I'm trading my shor for your paro. So you're the Baal HaPorah. You take my shore, you do Mashiach on my shore. Nick this part of the okay, but the Porah becomes mine, wherever it is. Voyant Elov, and I'm Chayv, and whatever Oyantim happened to that Porah. It's my problem. It's my loss. Now, obviously, Rashi brings, the Gemara is going to ask, what's Ketzad? What do you mean Ketzad?
It's not the case.
It's not the case of the Rashi, but Gemara Porah, my Ketzad. Hoyab Waslash Min the Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. The Rashi wants to tell us that a Matbeya can make Chalipin. So that Ketzad talks about a shor and a poro. What's going on over here? So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. And Rashi continues, Sha'av apisha b'teres domim kaimalon demoyis einan konis. Meaning, Rashi is explaining, what's the big chiddush that money works for chalipin? He says, because money really doesn't work. Money as a kinyan kesef doesn't work. Kaimalon b'mtzid ap memdal demoyis einan konis. Oh, machlekes b'tzim v'yechon v'shlakish is whether that which it doesn't work is a din d'oraisa or that which it doesn't work is a din d'rabanan. But la halacha, it definitely doesn't work. There's no such thing as kinyan mois. You have to do mashiach on the thing. If I take the money from you, so then it's chal on me a misha pora if I don't follow through with the kinyan. But soif kol soif, the kinyan wasn't made yet. However, every year, and the mashiach is a mekach, kevinu nilei b'teres kinyan soder. However, if I give the money over as kinyan soder, koni. it does work. It should have the misty kate and hichlev mois bapara. So it should have said kate and hichlev mois bapara. What's kate and hichlev shor bapara? That's the Gemara is going to have to deal with. Now, here's where Tosis comes in, because the way we just explained the Mishnah is when the Mishnah says kivin shezocha zeh nischayv zeh b'chalifav, what does that mean? So what we explained it is, we explained it the way we paskin, right? Which is kivin shezocha zeh, once the makna takes the sudder, once the makna who's giving over the pora takes the sudder, or takes the money, then nischayv zeh b'chalifav. The coin is going to be chayiv in any oinsim which happened to the thing he's buying. So let's see Tosis for a minute. Tosis has a couple different ways to read this Mishnah, and also we have to understand how to read the Mishnah if you don't paskin like that. According to Levi, the machlokes between Rav and Levi is the other way around, that the same makna who's giving over the pora is the same makna who gives over the sudder. So what kevin jizocha zeh nischayv zeh b'chalifav? How do you read it?
The zeh is the same
zeh according to Levi. How does Levi read the Mishnah? So that's what Tosis goes into. How to type this line in the Mishnah? So let's see. For the nazidom v'achet pirush b'kuntres. Koshedarko lisitei b'domim kishkoin and chepitz. Tahayna matbeya. Talking about a coin. Because kedaitach. The matbeya nasa chalipin. Also lashmin. The havmir is it's teaching me that a matbeya can become chalipin. The marriage nasa matbeya chalipin. B'loy b'tor is domim. Talking about he gave it over as a Kenyan Khalifa, not as a Kenyan Domin, not as a Kenyan Kesef. Okay. Now Tosis brings the Gemara in Baba Metzia. Rav and Levi plegi perikazov. The machlok is Rav and Levi. I Khalifin bekelev shal koine, oi bekelev shal makne, the Rav soiva bekelev shal koine. Which we understand very clear. It's an exchange. So the koine is going to give him the sudder, and the makna is going to give him the pora. That's what Rav holds. But Levi said, "Bekelev shel makne." The same makna who's giving over the pora also gives over the sudder. How does that work? How is that an exchange? So the pshat and Levi, the Gemara says in Mava Metzia, the pshat and Levi is similar to the Gemara we learned in Kedushin by an Adam Choshev. That the pshat is, when the makna gives over this item, the sudder, the na'al, whatever it is, the fact that the koine accepted it from him is also a hanah.
Oh, it's literally like that?
And therefore, in exchange for that hanah, he gives over the pora. Yeah, yeah. That's a svar of Levi. The same svar we use in the Gemara by Adam Chosh. Yeah, no. Hanah from the acceptance of the gift.
Even and even though the way we do chalipin today is like, even if it doesn't keep it.
What? Yeah. Even though chalipin is only kniya manas laknos, that's what it is. If you coin it, manas, if you coin it back to me now. Could be right. Even though in most cases he does not keep it, right? Right.
That's
even though in most cases he does not keep it, in fact they took it from him, that also was enough of an hanah going to leave.
Not
even Adam Choshev, yeah. Yeah.
Because
he trusts him? Yeah, so it's not the pshat. Not even Adam Choshev.
It takes a degree of trust, a greater degree of trust. So once you do this, right, the object is not there, let's say, and you're now chayav in, obviously, the object to it. So the fact that you're willing to make this kinyan,
to make the kinyan,
that's the truth is, I mean, it is a hanah just outside that. Forget honor, it's just that the fact that you're moving to this kinyan, when I'm kind of stuck, right? I don't. It's not here. It's not ideal to do it. So I don't know that you're going to do a transaction that's risky to you.
Yeah, but I. Well, who's?
I don't know. How else?
I mean, on that itself. Yeah, but I think that noise is on the actual acceptance of the Siddur.
He accepts
it. Yeah, exactly. So the truth is, if you look in Daf Gimel on the Ran, Daf Gimel on the Ran asks the Tzkasha. The Ran asks on Rav and on Levi, actually. He asks a double Kasha. We once did this Ran, I think, when we learned the Adam Chashim Gemara. You ever Ran marked off over there, Daf Gimel on Aleph? Yes. See? So the Ran, he asks, Bain L'Rav, Bain L'Levi. We're going to check it out?
I'm going to Levi. I'm on the
Kalev. Yes, them both, yeah.
I have it all on the line.
Oh. So over there, so the Kasha we're talking about now is the Kasha on Levi. So the Ran asks on Levi. He says,
Levi Kasha, the Hakka.
Right. The Hakka means the Dapka, but the Mechoshev, the Kanda. I understand we're another Mechoshev. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. That there's a Hana. Because he doesn't usually take gifts. Ava b'stam inchi, a regular guy. The chayr that doesn't apply. Be the lady kamar the bekula inchi koinim bekelev shomakne. And lady is saying that this works by everybody. It's the Ran's kasha. So he says. What? He could have named the Levi, yeah. The Rav part, I guess, we'll skip for now. He could have named the Levi. Oh my Lord, Levi will answer you. The really, that svara, that know that I get that you took this matana from me, it makes me be makna to the thing, and that really applies to everybody, even not just another mechashuv. Even if he's not on the Mechoshev. Hayne mishum da avagam da hi hano lo ishtab yukruto afilo avki da gabi shakin yonim mahani bidin chalipin to kaimon on the koin mikli avapi shen bo shava pruto. He says that's because da hano we're discussing over here, there is an element of hano. But if you had to give it a price tag, it's less than a shava pruto. Because they're not Adam Chashim anyway. Or like you said also, he's also not keeping it. There's Anna. But, you know, it's a nice gesture. I'm taking your pen. But it's definitely Anna, which would be evaluated as less than a Shava Pruta. But for Chalipin, less than a Shava Pruta is good. We're darshan out that Chalipin works in less than a Shava Pruta. Masha Aiken by Kiddush, where you need a Shava Pruta is worth of Anna. So there, it only works with Adam Chashim.
Right, we know because Gemara
said that's the right.
It's not Hanashi by
Chalipin.
It's not
Hanashi.
It's not
Hanashi. Yeah, that's but it has to have a Shabbos of a Shabbat Pruto. So that's only right. The reason it doesn't work by Kedusha, so it's Ganai. But I'm saying, but Chalipin works even less than Shabbat Pruto. Chalipin works even less than Shabbat. The Kli that you're using is not the word the Shabbat Pruto. Yeah. It's a different type of Kenyan. So, Bamela. Whatever it is, because it's more of a, just a mice kinyan and not a value kinyan. But the point is, that's why over there, many people say you don't need another mechashev, even though by kedushin you do. Kishmak, right? And what about Rav? So Rav, he says, if I get Rav, the Ran says a different kashman. He's a kashman Rav too, because
why does
Rav call you? Because Rav, because Rav by Chalipin saying that it will never work for the makna to give something. That's mashma, even if the koine wasn't Adam Choshev. And in Kedushin, we see that if it's Adam Choshev, it works. So we have the opposite end of the kasha in Rav.
Right, but I'm assuming Rav's not going to get into a hanoish. It must not work for a different reason.
Right. So that's what he's asking on Rav. How come by Kedushin, if there's an Adam Choshev there? So the Isha by Kedushin is also the Makna. She's giving herself over. And we see by Kedushin, if the Makna gives the Koina, who is an Adam Choshev, a Matana, that will work in exchange for the thing. And by Chalipin Rav seems to be saying, even if the guy would be an Adam Choshev, it wouldn't help. So how does the Rav answer that? That's a separate kashin Rav. Kashin Levi, kashin Rav. It says the answer to the kashin Rav. Difference is, I'm an aslaksa or not, I'm an aslaksa, you said before. Rav saying, Avada, if you're choshed, and you're giving it to him to keep, so then that's called that you received it afana to be makna yourself. But when it's amanas lahaknois, kani amanas lahaknois, take this pen just so you may mark it to be your thing. I'm not really giving it to you to keep pashtas. Then Rav was, then it never works, even if the guy isn't Adam Choshev. That's the Rav. Our Koponim.
Rav does not see any legitimate hana'ah in just by someone accepting the gift, as opposed to Levi, who does. Right? Levi said that there's some modicum of hana'ah in someone taking a gift.
Well, Rav does have a case where he will hold to that, by where he's giving it to keep and it's not mechoshev.
I understand, but
it's not that. If you don't have those two things.
But just stop somebody accepting a gift, even if you're not going to keep it under these things.
I mean, I'm an ass to make the kinyan, right. Yeah, that Rav holds is not anything.
Not,
Right. But Levi holds it is. So Levi holds, you use the kli of the makna, and Rav holds, you use the kli of the koinah. So Tosfos says, now we have to read these both into the Mishnah. Back to Tosfos. Lirav. Oh. Is the coffee the thing open?
I don't know. Do I look like I would know?
Can we pause one
assume,
second?
Yes.
It was closed when I started, so I said, I'm not ready here. Okay. So Zuck types is like this.
You got it open? I'll wait. It's for him. I'll wait. Oh, you tape you so I can't make a joke?
See? I do stuff for you also.
I was watching.
So, listen carefully. Ready? The Mishnah said, we're talking about Chalipin. So it says, Kevin Jezocha Zeh, Nischaib Zeh B'Chalifov. The question is how to type those words. Kevin Jezocha Zeh, Nischaib Zeh B'Chalifov. So Tosfos says, there's Machloikus in Rav and Levi, how to do Chalipin. Right? If I'm the Meicher and you're the Lekeach, I'm the Makna, you're the Koine. I'm selling my field. So I want to give you a pen. Do Kini Chalipin with the pen. Sell you the field. Who gives who the pen? So Rav holds, the Koine gives it to the Makna. The one who's buying the field gives the pen to the seller. So the seller takes the pen and he says, I'm taking your pen. Exchange for that, you're getting my field. That's how the kinyan is chal. And Levi holds fakert. The makna gives it to the koine. He says, I'm giving you this pen.
As if it's the continuation of the field.
Well, he uses a different svara. He uses svara similar. Right, exactly.
He's machlif
the hanah that he gets from you taking the matana is machlif the sada for that. Like we learned about with Adam Choshev by Kabuki.
Yes.
That same type of svara. The Makna gives the coin to the pen, and I know the coin it took his matana, he exchanges it for the sada. So based on this, let's read the Mishnah. So Taisa says like this. Le Rav Nichla. Nichla is the last word in the line of Taisus. In the middle of Taisus.
Which
says Kol. The Rav, Nichol, going to Rav, it's very good. Shapir. The Lashon of our Mishnah is very good. Igar Sin, if we have the Girza, Kivin Jezocha Zeh, Nischayim Zeh, HaKoineh. Bahachin the Farsh. And this is how we explain the Mishnah. Kivin Jezocha Zeh, the Hainu HaMakneh. Once the Makneh is Zoyche, in the Kli, Shezoyche, the Matbeah HaShokoineh, he takes the Matbeah of the Koineh. He's saying, right, because I'm the Shetoman of Matbeah. Then Nischayiv Zeh, the other guy, will become Chayiv. Who's that? HaKoine, the Koine will become Chayiv. But Oinze Chalipin, any Oinze that happened to the Chalipin for this thing, Shem Mishus Amak, they become Mokum Shem, wherever they are. Vim Nevdu, if they get lost, Yoidu Loi, it's his loss. So Kevin Jezocha Zeh, once Zeh The makna is kind of depend. It's chayiv zeh b'chalipa. The coin that becomes chayiv in whatever you're exchanging for that pen, which means any ointment that happened to it are his loss. That's if you have the gears of zeh and zeh. And if you don't have the gears of the second zeh, meaning there is a gears in the Mishnah, kev and jazok zeh nischayiv b'chalipa without the second zeh. So how do you read it then? Pirush Harki. Kevin Jezocha Zeh Kone B'chalip in Kloy Mar. Kevin Jezocha HaMakne B'matveya Oy B'sod Yishol Koine. Once the Makne is Koine, the clay, this Chayiv HaMakne Lo Hoshim the Koine Chalifo. The Makne is Chayiv to give the Koine the exchange of that. Well, the Matzi Hodeveh, you cannot go back on it because the kingdom is Chal. So if you don't have the second Zeh, you read it. Kevin Jezocha Zeh and it's Chayiv HaChalifo. The Makne is Chayiv to give the Chalipin. So either it's this chayiv zeh b'chalipov, the coin is chayiv in any ointment which happened to the chalipin, or it's this chayiv b'chalipov, the makna is chayiv to give the chalipin. But either way, it was coin the minute the makna took it. Now that's the whole like Rav. But what about Levi? How do you read the Mishnah according to Levi? Ulo Levi, the amar b'kelim b'shal makna. But according to Levi, that you gave the kelim of the makna kloimar, meaning she yitin a makna puto the koine. The makna is the one that gives matveya over to the koine. So e goris nischayiv zeh. If you have the gears in the Mishnah of zeh, tzarich loyma, you have to say kivin jazoko zeh ha koine. Once the koine is zoyche in the pen, nischayiv zeh dahainu a makna lo hoshiv loy chalipov to give him the chalip in exchange for it. Sheni yochulak zeboy. If you don't have zeh, hug in the parish. Kevin just got zeh. The hand who had coin there. Once the coin is zayich in the pen, this chayiv who adds more, he himself becomes chayiv. For oitzei chalipin and the oitzim shabbat to the chalipin could appreciate. Meaning, what Taisus is saying is, it comes out pum fakert. Meaning, let me explain what I mean. What I mean is, it comes out fakert. If you hold like Rav. It's a little bit complicated. This is why we need the board. If you hold like Rav, you haven't used the board in a while. If you hold like Rav, that the coin is giving the pen to the makne, so then.
Hold like Rav, that the coin is giving the
pen. So then, if you have the girsa of zeh, the schayiv zeh b'chalifov, then that means that the coin is chayiv in any oitim which happened to the thing. And if you don't have the girsa of zeh, that means that the makna is chayim, the makna who is coined the pen is chayim to give him the thing. Yeah? That's your beautiful going to Rab. According to Levi, it's exact opposite. According to Levi, if you have the gears of zeh, the pshat is that once the coin is chayim and the makna is pen, then the makna is chayim to give him the thing. And if you don't have the gears of zeh, it means that once the coin is the makna is pen, then he himself becomes chayiv in the ointzim on the chalif. So, meaning, when you have a geirus of zeh, when you don't have a geirus of zeh, in Rav, the difference is when you have a zeh, it means you're chayiv in the ointzim of the thing. And when you don't have a zeh, it means I'm chayiv to give you the thing. And in Levi, it's exactly the opposite. When you have a zeh, it means I'm chayiv to give you the thing. And when you don't have a zeh, it means you're chayiv in the ointzim of the thing. You have any idea about that?
I have an idea.
What is that? Chart?
What's
that? Yeah, the difference between having the gears of Zeh and not having the gears of Zeh comes out the exact opposite nafkamino, whether you're like Rav, whether you're like Levi. The difference in Zeh and not Zeh is always that one means that the koine becomes chayiv in the ointzim if something happens to it, and the other one means that the makna is chayiv to give it to him. That's always the difference in zeh and not zeh. The question is which one means which. That gets flipped around with the other grab or the other lady. Should I say it in Chinese?
No difference.
Believe me, there. I have time today. I'm going to write it on a chart, and I'll show it to you tomorrow.
Maybe 15 copies.
I'll make enough copies for the whole island. Okay, that's in terms of reading the Reish of the Mishnah. Then it says like this. Keitzad. Heichlim shor b'paroi choma b'shor. Kevin shazocha zeh. Yishchayim zeh b'chalifot. Toisvis. Again, Toisvis wants to know how to read the Mishnah. Le'rav nicho shapir. According to Rav, it's very good. V'aki perusha. This is how you read the Mishnah. Heichlim akoyne shoyroi. Ba'avor ha'paro k'dei l'knois ha'paro b'chom makam shehi. The koine gives the shor to the ba'avor ha'paro. The ba'avor ha'paro takes the shor, and in exchange for that, the koine gets the paro wherever it is. So kevin shezoch hazeh, once the makna takes the shor, the schayv zeh b'chalifot, the koine becomes schayv and any ointim which happened to the paro. Aval levi kosher. We're going to Levi, it's Shver. Hey, if you follow Levi, you can show the Poro. While Loi Gamma Shov and Gamma Poro, no, he's in a Machne Lekoine. Did you buy a Shom Machne? Now Levi's stock. Now we have no way to read it according to Levi, because that's clear from the Mishnah that it's Hichlip Shov and Poro. The Chalipin is happening because there's what? Because I'm giving my Shor for your Poro. According to Levi, the way Chalipin works,
the Machne gives both things.
Yeah. Boy Marie, Sheyesh Leforesh, according to Levi, Hichlif a Makna es Hashor, Behanos Kabolos Haporo, Shakoin Makabelis Menu Baba Dovishu Noisim. You have to read the Mishnah according to Levi. Hichlif, the Makna is Hichlif the Shor for the Hanoah that he got that the Lekeach took his part.
Why can't we say the Hanoah that he took the Shor?
No, that's not a hiklif. That's the thing I'm giving you.
Yes, that's like
the thing itself. Get what I mean? Every king of Khalifa going to Levi is, I give him my pen, and I know that you accepted my gift. I'm marked it to my son.
So he's saying Levi, the same thing. Khalifa is only it's a non-mamushus exchange.
It's a Khalifa for the hanosh.
It's a hanosh, and you have to put in a metal of some sort to make it.
Yeah,
valid.
The Makna gives the coin, and then through that, through the Hanoah.
Across the board is the Hanoah.
It's always how it works, according to Levi. So just saying, the few Levi, you have to read that into the safe of our mission.
Same thing.
Same thing. Hiklip, far, but Shor doesn't mean literally Shor B'Para. It means the Makna gives both. But he's Makliv in the Shor, but the Hanoah that he receives is the Lekech, except that it's Parah.
And the Hanoah could be a lesser Hanoah?
Yeah, so we spoke
about. He's getting more Hanoah of a Shor. A Shor is worth more than a Pire.
Well, no, the value, right? Listen, this is the way to be Chalva Kenyan. The value, whatever they establish, he has to pay him anyway. Yeah. It's not the Shabbos of it. That's something else.
Yeah.
That's something else. This is just saying that once you make the Kenyan Chal, you can't back out of it. So if you promise to pay whatever you promise to pay, you got to pay now. Kinyan is chal. All right. Ad kan divrei Mishnah. I didn't know that. I'm trying to make a chart for that Tosfos. And tomorrow we'll finish the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll finish the Gemara, hopefully. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have a special installment this year. Because we want to wait till Sunday to start. Oh no, I'm sorry. We need to finish that and also the next mission. So, what? Yeah. That's. What, from here on in, it's basically Gemara Rashi.